July isn't just for summer reading, it's also for coding. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. We are now deep into summer vacation for kids across the country, and in between water balloon fights and family road trips, some kids are busy learning advanced tech skills. Camps across the board saw a surge in early enrollment this year, including STEM camps. STEM, of course, stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And camps that focus on these fields aim to keep young brains active outside of school, for a price, of course, and perhaps inspire the next generation of tech leaders. On the outskirts of Chicago, one summer camp is hoping to do just that. WBEZ's Susie Ahn has the story.
At Code Ninjas in suburban Chicago, kids are learning about robotics and how to program and code. Today, tensions are high as three teams race to build a cart out of Legos. The cart is attached to a computer program, but there's been a bug intentionally introduced into that program, and the kids have to fix it. Jacob Liakomovich, who's headed to the sixth grade, has chosen to work alone.
I like building whatever comes to me while I'm building. That's how I build.
Soon-to-be 7th grader Allery Skaden and 3rd grader Oliver Liakomovich have joined forces.
I have a lot of Lego sets at home that I built.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
And the youngest team is a group of 3 8-year-olds. The goal is to see who can program the fastest cart. The coding camp's owner and director Navroz Pirani says it won't be such a rude awakening for these kids once they go back to school. He also has kids building their own websites and designing games. This week of camp costs $349.
It's not your traditional type of learning. They're learning a coding language and STEM skills, and it's going to be useful for them.
Pirani says those STEM skills are already important now, but he predicts in the next 10 or 15 years, it'll be even more necessary for people to know some kind of computer language. Back in the robotics class, the teams have constructed their carts, and now they're going through lines of code. But some are hitting a few snags. Allery Skaden is disassembling the cart.
I'm trying to fix it because this got taken off, and then you have to re-add the wheels.
But her partner, Oliver Liakomovich, isn't paying much attention. The team of 8-year-olds are getting squeezed for time. Twins Michael and Gabriel Mendez have become enamored with Fred and Fredalina, Lego characters they created with an extensive backstory.
I have to deliver Fred and Fredalina's lunch.
But their teammate Henry Voiku is trying to get them back on track.
I'm not going to deliver Fred and Fredalina's lunch.
In the end, everyone was able to successfully debug their cart programs, including the team of 8-year-olds. But the kids didn't have enough time to see whose cart would have been the fastest. Although most suspect Jacob Liakomovich, the 6th grader who worked alone, would have been the winner. But he's being modest about it.
I mean, it's been the fastest for pretty much everything, but I really don't know.
He'll be coming back to later sessions to test more of his skills.
That was WBEZ's Susie Ahn reporting from Chicago. And now for some related links. If you'd like to see Alarisa's cart, you can find a picture on our website, marketplacetech.org. We'll also link to a show we did last year with the CEO of one of the most high-profile student coding programs, Girls Who Code. CEO Tarika Barrett shared how the program adjusted during the pandemic to teach students in areas with limited internet access. She said some had to drive to fast food parking lots to get Wi-Fi. One funder for some coding summer camps is the NSA, the government agency. Bloomberg has a piece on the program called Gen Cyber, which consists of over 100 camps across the country. The agency funds them, but doesn't set the curriculum. More than 20,000 students have attended the program, which was started in 2014, just a year after Edward Snowden first leaked secret NSA documents. And if you're looking to a coding camp of the adult variety, you know, the kind of short boot camp courses, maybe to get an income boost, well, we have an article from Vox all about the promise of the six-figure salary associated with adult coding programs and how those expectations don't always line up with reality. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.